celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The Twist? Hidden Paw Prints. This event is open to the public, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
And now, a star is born. On October 15th, 1920, the world welcomed little baby Mario Puzo, the future author of The Godfather.
Congrats, it's a boy. Nurse, take the baby. Leave the cannoli.
Mario Puzo, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today discussing lawmakers' return to Washington, saying Congress will now indulge in what he calls impeachment obsession against President Trump.
This is about the most consequential process the House of Representatives could possibly engage in. Overruling American voters and nullifying
you tell them, Mitch,
an election.
House Democratic leaders are gauging support on a vote to formally authorize an impeachment inquiry against the president. A positive day on Wall Street as investor optimism over positive earnings reports outweigh China trade concerns.
I was right.
The Dow gaining 237, the S&P 29 points higher, the NASDAQ up 100. Actress Felicity Huffman reported to prison today to begin serving a 14-day sentence for her conviction in the college admissions bribery scandal. America is listening to Fox News.
I was right. The market went up because of the earnings, because I pay attention to Brent.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Well, check the Living for Doppler next.
It's gonna be so rainy today.
It's so rain.
You're gonna get
really wet.
Better open up.
Better umbrella.
It's coming down.
It's going to continue raining.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because people were going around and around in them traffic circles downtown and out on the AUM campus, and they stirred all of this stuff up. Actually, the Live in Fear Doppler at the moment is very green. All the rain is moving from west to east, and we are about to, the heaviest stuff is staying just south of the city between Troy and, I would say, Raymer. But it's solid green out to the west. Let's just see how far this system extends. And then I'm gonna ask you folks for a moment of support here, because I'm a little shaky this afternoon for good reason. No, it's not a good reason. It's a stupid reason, but I'm still a little bit shaky. So, okay. It'll be raining well into the evening. At least.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. The name game. The first name is Jenny. J-E-N-N-I. The second name is B-A-S-S. And I never know whether to pronounce that bass or bass. I'm going to assume bass.
I would say bass.
And it's a fine name. I just have that blockhead thing that goes on, you know, the...
Yes, I understand.
So, Jenny, you have until 5 o'clock to call us back at 396-5477 and make yourself eligible to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall, $500 to At Home, and $500 to Foot Locker.
Wow.
So go to newstalk931.com, make sure that your name at least has a shot, and we do this all day long from 6 through 6. On this and our other fine Blue Water radio stations. Where was I going next? Does anybody know? Have a clue?
Live in Fear Doppler. Talking about that.
I did that. We did the Doppler. There was something else, though, that I wanted to mention, and I forgot. I know what it is. And I misplaced what I needed. Hang on. It's here. I got to move it up. I'm doing a lot of cutting and pasting here, like you do on your home computer, folks. So we could bring you this.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, as our friend Mr. Blackman mentioned, the guy got canned today from CNN, which is no disgrace. In fact, if I were hiring at Fox News, since Shepard's gone, I'd hire this guy over there. Who secretly was so concerned about the bias going on at CNN, secretly recorded Jeff Zucker, who's the head guy there, and the rest of those left-wing nitwits, talking about maintaining the impeachment narrative. That's not news. That is not news. That's an agenda. An agenda is not news. So Zucker's been caught. I don't know that anything will happen to him, because you think MSNBC is going to call him out and say, shame on you for your admitted bias. Trump may sue them. He has floated a lawsuit threat against CNN over reports the network's president, Jeff Zucker, launched an internal bias campaign to undermine his presidency. And he identifies Project Veritas as the source. And asked the American public, and by the way, his Twitter feed, if you want the news, that's how you get it. Does this sound like a good or even great lawsuit? And I say yes. Go for it. Somehow, they can't keep hiding behind First Amendment when they take it away from the rest of us, when you can lose your job or get punished for an opinion, and they organize. Forget it. I don't want to hear it. If you're not going to give it to us, we're not going to give you the benefit. You run CNN. Do some news. When the country is in the economic condition is in today, that's good for everybody, including you a-holes at CNN, because people can buy the products for those advertisers who waste their money on your network. Why would you buy a minute of time on a network that's viewed mostly in airports? It's a joke. And Jeff Zucker is the biggest joke. Bald-headed. You know, you look at, pardon me, Rosie, but he looks like a real with eyes. Just saying. Does everybody understand what I was inferring there?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody mind that I created that little metaphor?
No.
Thank you. 410, William B. is on the phone.
What's going on this afternoon?
Have you been listening?
Just a little bit. I've been kind of in and out. I had to stop by Don Duncan's to get my tires aired up. Cold weather makes the air shrink. You
know, that's the place to go.
I stopped by downtown there real quick. They jumped right on it.
When do we get the really cold air in this next cold front? Everybody that's got tire monitors is going to be stopping by Don Duncan, because those things are going to be going off like right and left.
Oh, yeah.
The cold air causes shrinkage.
Exactly. My left rear lit up, and hey, man, it's low, you know. But anyway, that's not bad. I didn't get that checked out. But I wanted to call you this morning, but I wasn't able to. I was driving a big ride in the rain and couldn't get on the phone. And I just wanted to thank you for the nice stuff you said about truck drivers this morning. You know, I don't want to be all doom and gloom and everything, but we're not really appreciated.
I couldn't agree with you more. Pete, until you've talked to a truck driver and you see them, you have no idea how quickly they could crush our economy if they all decided to stop working one day.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Name one thing. Just one that you have used today that was not either transported by truck or the materials to make it transported by truck? Just name one thing that you've used today.
I really couldn't.
Yeah.
You'd be walking naked and hungry.
Yeah, pretty much. Even my sweatpants.
Exactly.
I think Dr. Sigmund Azebo took the transatlantic highway to Nigeria and picked them up for me.
Yeah, he probably did. Now, I don't know if it was Sigmund Azebo or if it was that lady trucker. That song was cool.
That's coming up, by the way. So we're going to reappreciate you in just a couple of minutes here.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. There's so much negativity, you know. Alexander Shinara Hara Hara don't care much for us, but hey, you know, whatever.
You know who pronounces his name perfectly? Alexander Shinara. That's how you pronounce his name.
That's about right. That's about right.
Thank you, my friend.
People listen. All right, thanks. See
you. All right, I got 0.78 at the house. I better text the
adorable
Rich Thomas and let him know. He just sent out a tweet. East Montgomery, he's got 0.91. His is always bigger than mine. I don't know why that is. I guess because we're further north. So let me just send him my latest reading. No, that's his. Mine was, what did I say it was, 79?
Do you know what you can do on a rainy night?
Cuddle
up with the Smithsonian Channel.
Oh, the Smithsonian.
Yes. There's some exciting programs on tonight.
Have a Coke and a Smile and the Smithsonian Channel.
Yes, 6 p.m. Air Disasters.
Ooh.
The Final Blow. Yes.
You got some detail on that?
I do. Just minutes from Strasbourg Airport, an Airbus A320 crashes into a vast mountainous region. Before paramedics can search for survivors or investigators can search for answers, they must first find the plane.
Yeah, that's, I've seen that one, and it was in little pieces. And sadly, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't give it away.
Okay.
Somebody may watch it.
What's on at 8?
At 8 o'clock, Air Disasters, Panic on the Runway. Wow. Want to hear some details? How does a survivable airline emergency turn into one of British aviation's most horrific disasters?
That is the
question.
You know, these, even though they're, why would you want to watch a show? Well, why would you want to watch a cop show about murders? You know, the whole idea behind this is something happens and they go in and investigate and determine the cause. And it's amazing how they do it. And
yes.
Nine,
Air Warriors, drones.
Drones, I haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
I got a couple, I've watched the one on the Japanese Zero, P-51 Mustang, and I just recorded one on the Hellcat over the weekend.
This is tantalizing.
Because I watch, know my Hellcats.
They watch, analyze, even kill without ever risking a pilot's life.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It is 4:15. Now that we've scared the crap out of you with all the things that can happen due to high technology, your CBD store. You know who was asking me about CBD products today?
Jay Quallen.
Good guess. She was. I'm hoping they'll be here tomorrow, by the way. I haven't heard back.
I'm sure they will be.
Yes, they will be here tomorrow. Was asking about these, and even though your CBD store has an array of products, the people that are asking me questions are about those that they've used on dogs and had incredible results. Mommy the Swami, she is the voice behind her Zorro the Wiener dog is her. I mean, he's a great dog. He is hilarious. El Wino. He was showing symptoms of something that vets call Cushing's disease. And it's very, if you see these symptoms, it's not good for the dog. So off to your CBD store, and all of those symptoms are gone. And quickly, I mentioned that Briscoe had sprained something. Dogs that have big, strong back legs are more prone to muscle pulls and stuff. And he was limping around on 3. So we got him the dog treats at your CBD store. He slept a lot and was back, you know, and ready to go within 48 hours. So they work. They also help dogs with anxiety during storms and things like that. But they have great benefits for people, too, for pain, anxiety, topical creams, gummies. You can ingest these or use these products any number of different ways. But my recommendation is to visit your CBD store to get the straight scoop from Marissa or Lori. They're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Very easy to find. You just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They're right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs. You can reach out on phone by phone at 593-0818. 593-0818 for your CBD store. Traffic, your local news, and weather all coming up next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the kidnapping case involving 3-year-old Camille McKinney. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party in Birmingham this past Saturday. Birmingham police have 2 people of interest in custody. Plus, in Montgomery, provisional ballots are being counted and certified today by the Board of Registrar's Office in hopes to determine the winner of the City Council District 3 race. Incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marshae Johnson each took 50% of the vote. Larkin is in the lead by 8 votes. And in tonight's City Council meeting in Montgomery, 2 popular topics are being discussed: an ordinance for panhandling and a funding agreement between the City of Montgomery and the Montgomery County Community District for Whitewater Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain. And this is great news in the middle of a drought. Periods of rain and maybe a couple of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers would be mainly morning and midday. Then the strong cold front moves through. Breezy, cooler later. Jacket weather returning Wednesday and Thursday night with low temperatures in the upper 40s. Thursday's high 72. Risk of more showers over the upcoming weekend as we watch the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is just busy everywhere this afternoon. Out of downtown on Madison, Atlanta Highway, the interstates are busy, the boulevards, and it's raining. So buckle up and drive carefully, or I'll keep singing. I'm just kidding. I won't keep saying it. But buckle up and do drive carefully this afternoon. No accidents to report anywhere right now. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Being engaged to Thomas is such a great feeling. Getting to finally tell everybody I'm engaged, although it's the same story over and over. It's like I'm one of those celebrities on talk shows talking about my new movie, but not knowing if it'll be a hit or a flop. What if it's like Unicorn Store? That went straight to Netflix. No, Thomas really gets me, like Netflix does. They always give me great suggestions based on my previous likes. I love being so understood by a man and an entertainment service.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
So do I. And they happen to be a Democrat. That's how you can tell.
Nothing from nothing.
Need some wood?
You gotta have some.
Hoo-ah!
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What's wrong with you?
Cause that zero
is a tool.
Is too cold.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Great Scott.
And I'm not stopping.
Oh my God.
Believe you me.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war.
Until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That sound good to you, Billy?
Thank you, brother! Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Whoa, watch it, pervert!
You gotta have something if you want to be with me.
Is that your tongue?
Nothing from nothing leaves.
This thing is nuts, man. I don't understand the words you just said.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something down.
Well, there's no hiding anything from Rosie, and she sees me.
That was very good. And I heard some new bits in there.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's gonna be more.
Yes.
I just got a whole bunch of extra space for sound effects and drops and stuff like that. So the roll call will become more inventive.
Yay.
But from these little research things we've been working on, asking our listeners, you know, about this and that, the roll call apparently remains a popular thing.
Absolutely.
I've had two critics text me with their 9.8 from James Cole. And Cooter gave me a 9.85.
Wow.
And other judges, you're welcome to call us or let me know what your score on a 1 to 10 scale is, as long as it's really nice and don't piss me off. Hang on, this could be another one. 9.9.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I sure do appreciate the support. It is 426. This rain's going to be continuing. We are probably... And the best thing about it, Rich was telling me this before I came into work this afternoon, that it's been a nice, steady rain, which means the ground's able to absorb it, and that's better in terms of 9.88 from Mike Goodman. Thank you, Mike. For the ground to absorb it, to put an end to this miserable drought.
Right, and not have it all run off and run into the gutters.
Yeah. So, although I will go out and examine the gutters later. Oh, God, this morning, you know, it's dark now. I hate, like, in the middle of May, the sun is coming up before 5, and it's too soon. Now, the sun doesn't come up until after we start the morning show, and this morning I saw a large rat.
Oh, no.
Run from the, near the sewer somewhere to... at pine straw. Why do we have pine straw alongside of the building? That's a rat's nest. That's like, hey, here's a free housing for you rodents.
It's for landscaping purposes.
I know, but gee, purrs. Hey, a 9.99 from Gary G.
Wow.
And he also says thanks for the good words about truck drivers. You know, once in a while we have a chance to not educate, just to remind people of the things that we take for granted. And truckers are absolutely one in that group. A 9.7 from Chuck Courtney, but he wants more new stuff. There were some new twists in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mailing it in.
We'll get there.
Yes, all we ask is your patience. East, I'll be with you in a second. I got to take a quick look at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Well, because rainy days are good days to go car shopping. You know? You like the pace. You can settle in. And nobody's going to rush you when you're at Jack Ingram. And my job, until I'm told to do otherwise, is to tell you about the cars that are available under $10,000. And I'll say again what I said this morning. When we had to buy Janelle her first car, and in Florida, it's not because you spoil kids, but it's so spread out. You got to teach your kids how to drive, teach them well. And then, of course, you expect that a new driver may make a mistake. So we picked a Jetta as her first car because it had the best safety features. And they've got a Jetta, 2013, it's just amazing how beautiful this vehicle is in the showroom at Jack Ingram. And it's under $7,000. So, to me, that's an optimal choice for a new driver. Or a 2011 Nissan Sentra, also under $7,000, with low mileage. It's white and looks brand new. You know, new drivers are, they can be, maybe their expectations are a little unrealistic because they want to drive, you know, a 2019 Corvette, and that's just not a good idea. But something where if they make a mistake, they'll have maximum protection. And you'll get the straight scoop. Everything in this category, everything that has Jack Ingram's name on the back, is a car that's been vetted and tested and earned its way onto the lot. Simple as that. 20-plus financing programs for those of you who have had a credit issue, too. So stop by and see Tip of the Team at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. East and Richard will be right with you.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort.
City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road. Through October 19th.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you remember registering for the $1,000 Dillardreen's gift card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, we just pulled your name, and you are our lucky winner, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dillardreen's and Blue Water Broadcast.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, get ready. We have a contest coming up in a little bit. I'm just checking my sound effects here for it.
There you go. Crackling fire.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to play teacher.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
No, and I'm going to be the teacher. And you can win a pizza. That's better than what you got from public school. Here's East.
I don't know. I miss those square pizzas they had at school. And something about those cheese pizzas. Hey, I wanted to call about a couple of things this afternoon. Number one, thank you so much for having Wendell Jay as our traffic guy. He's doing a great job, and he makes it fun.
Yes, we've noticed.
I look forward to hearing his report.
He is, and I always call him Skipper. I wish he would just use that, frankly, because that's how the River Region knows him, is Skipper. He's a genuinely authentic, real radio personality.
Yeah, he is.
And putting that magic into the traffic reports is a great idea.
Oh, it's too much fun. The other thing I wanted to say, too, and Rosie, you'll probably dig this, but you mentioned Harry Chapin a little while back, and... my dear little wife went to a concert that he did here back in the late 70s, and the only admission to the concert was canned food. And she had a little, program, and she and her friend went up and got him to sign it, and Harry gave her a kiss on the cheek, gave both of them a kiss on the cheek. And I just thought, man, I miss that guy. I miss his music. I miss that whole acoustic.
Well, his name came up because he was one of the artists that was on my show and then died not long after.
Yeah. Well, I just want
to. And I'm not saying that to be flippant. It's just weird when that happens.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and cancel my interview for later on, Greg. So,
okay.
I'm just
going to
hang around.
You can be on with Jack and Joey. They're far less dangerous.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to go ahead and give you a score, too. A 9.97.
Wow, I'll take it.
You did a great job.
Well, thank you, East. Have a great afternoon. Richard Taylor, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call in time. All right, now I need your support, and because I'm going to check the score. Now, look, I know this is maniacy for a born-in-Chicago guy, which I wish I could change, but I can't, who roots for the New York Yankees in the old capital of the old South. It's just the way it is. But they represent capitalism. Donald Trump is, he would be a great owner for the New York Yankees if they were ever sold. And they're playing game 3 in the playoffs, and I have not looked at the score yet, so be there for me if I don't like what I see, okay?
Yes.
Enter and round and round. Shucks.
I can tell by the look on your face, it's not good news.
No. No, they're losing 2-0.
Well.
In the third inning.
Well, it's early. They'll come back. They'll rally. Go Yankees.
836. This is my therapist. Oh, it's Rich Thomas. Well, he is my therapist in a way. Because I tell him everything. Why not? Our rain total is now at the airport 1.20. And we have passed the 1-inch mark in East Montgomery. Drought busting rainfall. In all caps, says Rich. When you need flooring, let's say your favorite baseball team's having an awful game and you get sick to your stomach and you ruin your flooring. Georgia Floors Direct can solve that for you because they just assimilated the inventory of a place that went out of business. And they got incredible, incredible prices on remnants, hundreds of them, and acquired this inventory for pennies on the dollar. You can go to Georgia Floors Direct and get the same level of savings on these remnants and have it installed by one of their incredible professionals. It is a great shopping experience. You kind of know what you want to see if you're ready to do new flooring or to, you know, redo a room, whatever it is you need, switching from carpet to tile, hardwood laminate, whatever. They can show you what's there, get you a price, do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, and then have it installed by people that they, a team they've built for years. They're really incredible. So when you need flooring, and even if you don't, but you've been thinking about it, now's the time to get over there because they have all that new inventory that is at prices that I'm not alone. It's always a wholesale price, but this is incredible. So see Jeff Balanson and his merry band of flooriers at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
We're going to pay teacher in just a minute. Not bad.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Okay, it is very busy everywhere in Montgomery this afternoon. We have no accidents to report at this time. The rain coming through has slowed speeds down a little bit on the interstate. You're going to need to slow down this afternoon, have those headlights on and buckle up. Obviously, don't text and drive, and just be very careful out there. We don't want you to be our next accident we report. Keep it right here for updates. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
7 News Network. I'm Samantha Williams. In Montgomery, provisional ballots are being counted and certified today by the Board of Registrar's Office in hopes to determine the winner of the City Council District 3 race. Incoming Tracy Larkin and Marsha Johnson each took 50% of the vote. Larkin is in the lead by 8 votes. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the kidnapping case involving 3-year-old Camille McKinney. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party in Birmingham on Saturday. Birmingham police have 2 people of interest in custody. And in tonight's City Council meeting in Montgomery, 2 popular topics are being discussed. An ordinance for panhandling and also a funding agreement between the City of Montgomery and the Montgomery County Community District for a Whitewater Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain. And this is great news in the middle of a drought. Periods of rain and maybe a couple of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers would be mainly morning and midday. Then the strong cold front moves through. Breezy, cooler later. Jacket weather returning Wednesday and Thursday night with low temperatures in the upper 40s. Thursday's high 72. Risk of more showers over the upcoming weekend as we watch the Gulf of Mexico. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Off to school, where they'll prepare our little minds for a future we'll never see.
When the teacher's asking a question, I go,
maybe we should have a test.
A test? I demand a test!
I'll take any test you want.
I'm just teaching fools the basic rules.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
That's what we're going to play now on News Talk 93.1 FM. Teacher.
All in all, it's just a metal brick in the wall.
You know, real hardcore Pink Floyd fans think you're being gaucher when you admit you like that song. They like the, the acid trip stuff.
Never was a big Pink Floyd fan.
But give them credit. They hold the record for most weeks on the Billboard chart with an album, 600 weeks, something like that, something crazy.
Wow.
They're probably not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either.
Probably not.
But there's a chance Notorious B.I.G. could be. And look, I'm not knocking the guy. Had a great career, sold a ton of, but he's not a rock and roll person, does not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Any more than LeBron James belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame. What an idiot he is. God, is he getting it for his ignorant China comments. But nobody could be surprised. All right, so let me put on a rainy day like this when it's gray and dank, we're going to do a little fireside reading here. And pay close attention because at the end of this reading session, I will do a pop quiz question. Okay? So make notes. And if you are, when I give the question, if you're the person that answers the question, you will win a 14-inch three-topping pizza from The Pizza Place, where we will be gathering for another listener focus group on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah. On the morning of April 12th, Roosevelt slept late and awakened with a headache, but looked good to Dr. Breuing, who decided to go for a swim with Mike Riley, Troy Batchelder and Grace Tully in the foundation's pool 2 miles down the road, which, by the way, you can't see right now because they're fixing it. That left the president in the company of his cousins Daisy Suckley and Polly Delano, his correspondent secretary William Hassett, the painter Shumatov, her assistant Robbins, and sitting nearby in quiet admiration, Lucy Mercer Rutherford, who we all know FDR had the hots for.
The other woman.
Within the next hour, Elizabeth Shumatov had already completed the handsome face of the president, his thoughtful eyes staring intently into the viewers, and yet somehow also deep into some unknowable distance within and beyond. Altering the facts in a way only painters can, Shumatov also removed at least 10 years with her brush. And that is true. If you see pictures of Roosevelt in the months before he died, looked awful, gone. So she eliminated all of that. Such vigor in that color, Shumatov summoned all of her talent to capture it. She never suspected that the rosy hues washing over the president's face were in fact a sign that one of the blood vessels in his brain was about to break. All right, so we're going to pause it there, and we hope you're paying attention, because coming up we have our pop quiz question based on what I just shared with you. I'd ask the question now, except I haven't thought that far ahead. Shh. That's me.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I'm looking forward to my electric bill.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I had Clark's out, and they discovered a major inefficiency in the outside system. Due to the dry weather and the heat, when the lawn was cut, if the outside unit was on, it was sucking in all these little tiny microscopic clippings. And enough over time to where almost 90% of the airflow had been stopped. When that happens, the unit has to continue working and working harder, draining more electricity to be efficient. I did not know this. I called Clark, said, please, something's obviously not right here. So I passed the story along, not only in the hopes that you'll partner up with Clark's, but keep that in mind if your electric bills look wrong. Those kinds of things can happen, and that's the benefit of a Clark's Club membership, because they come out, find that stuff out. And I've got a little bet going on with myself that the difference between this month and last month, since Clark's made that fix for me, will make or equal the cost of a Clark's Club membership, which is only $159, and you get two of those tune-ups each year for that, and the guarantee of urgent care service when you need it for any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issue that comes up. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Pop quiz question next.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And Jenny Bass was this hour's name, and she's one of ours, so she called in, and she's now eligible for that gift card. I'm in a big hurry here at 4:51 because I've used my time very inefficiently. But let's do that pizza pop quiz question. Your pizza pop quiz. Name the person who was described as sitting in quiet admiration. I need, it's a three-name name. Name the person who was sitting in quiet admiration on that morning of April 12th while Elizabeth Shumatov was doing the FDR portrait. And we'll look for a winner after Fox Business. 272-9228. 272-9228. Don't disappoint me here, or I'll fail all of you.
It's Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing higher as investors cheered a round of strong corporate earnings results from banks and healthcare companies. With the Dow rising 237 points, the Nasdaq up 100, S&P 500 up 30. And shares of United spiking after hours on an earnings beat due to strong travel demand and lower fuel costs, but revenue came in slightly lower than estimates. And MGM Resorts International selling Circus Circus for $825 million to an affiliate of Treasure Island owner Phil Ruffin. And the Gymboree brand has been resurrected thanks to the Children's Place. Earlier this year, the retailer had paid $76 million for the rights associated with both Gymboree and its Crazy 8 brand after Gymboree filed for bankruptcy protection. The Children's Place will relaunch Gymboree.com in 2020 and add Gymboree shops inside 200 of its stores across the U.S. and Canada. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Well, let's write this new game I created down as a complete failure.
No. We have a caller.
All I did was read a couple of paragraphs in the silly book on a rainy day over sizzling bacon, and I just asked one simple question. It was an easy question. Sam?
Gregory.
Can you name the person who was sitting there?
I thought you and I. Hello?
Are you calling for the contest?
Yes, sir.
Then give me the answer, please.
What? Lucy Page Rutherford.
Wrong.
Oh, dang. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
272-9228. A 14-inch, three-topping pizza free. We mail you the card so you don't have to come by the station and get it. And it was just a simple question. Well, and I also lost a Facebook friend, which I'm really upset about, but I have an opening there. So if you've been waiting to be my Facebook friend, well, why would you call for that if you can't? If my stupid contest idea didn't work.
Don't take it personally.
Oh, no. No, no, I have a growing feeling within called.
I suck at this job.
454. The pizza place, by the way, if you've never been there, and pizza, you know, that's something that should make you forever curious to try the next great pizza. And the pizza place is the newest here in town, and it is excellent. We're having another listener gathering there a week from today. If I haven't, you know, done something wrong, because I'm so upset at the moment. They have a buffet, so you can try a wide variety of different pizzas. On Tuesday, my intention is to try the cheeseburger pizza because it looks incredible. I tried the BLT last week. It was unreal. You can order it in a wider range of sizes, from an individual to one that's called Oh My God at the pizza place.
Hello.
And it literally covers the tabletop. They've got great subs as well, and I have signed off on their soft drink dispensing machine as meeting my high standards of excellence for the proper mixture of syrup and soda. So try them. Try them. Great new local business, easy to get to. The pizza place is at Harrison Road and Perry Hill, and please mention that you heard about him here. Let me give you the number if you'd like to call ahead and have it ready for pickup. It's very easy to do. 593-9753. 593-9753. You can also look up and scan their entire menu on Facebook. All right. Susan, can you give me the name of the woman who was sitting in quiet admiration?
No, I can't, Greg, but I'm going to tell you why I can't. Because
on the corner, you want to know why? Traffic.
The what?
A lot of us are in traffic, and we haven't driven in the rain in so long.
Oh, I see.
I heard you, but I wasn't listening because people are acting goofy.
Yeah, it does get a little wiggy when people are driving through rain for the first time in months.
I'm sorry. So I'll try to listen better.
Well, you made me feel better, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, that's a wonderful listener. Jim, you were number two in.
Yes, Lucy Meredith Weatherton.
What was that again?
Lucy Meredith Weatherton.
No. No, that's not it. I'm sorry. It's close, but I need the name. And Meredith is not the name. Ralph?
Yeah, crap. I thought it was Emily something. Now I forgot it. I just remember you said she was hot. Or he had to hunt for her. Was Emily, wasn't it Emily something? I can't remember. Sorry.
No, you're not even close. But thanks. No, thanks, Ralph. Happy hour, who says? If this guy doesn't get it, I am going to jump out of the basement window of this building during the next break. Master Thesby and a big Warhawk welcome to you.
Make sure you put mattresses down there to break your fall. I have no clue who it is, but I know it's not Frank Lloyd Wright, James Earl Jones, or John Quincy Adams. Those are the only three names people I can ever think of. So, but continue reading. It's very soothing on a rainy afternoon to hear your voice.
I appreciate it, though.
The dulcet tone. A good Warhawk goodbye to you.
And a big Warhawk goodbye to you, too. Even that's him doing it. Mike is on line three. Yes?
Hi. Has anyone given the name?
We have a few close calls.
The young lady's name was Lucy Mercer Rutherford.
Thank God.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow.
Oh, you're very welcome.
But don't worry, I will never do this again. You will never hear this contest ever again on my show. I promise I will never put you through this again. So you won a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. Hang on, Rosie needs to get your information, and we will send you on your way. Susan, that wonderful lady that called just a moment or two ago, said traffic is wiggy, so let's get the scoop from Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. My goodness, we keep having accidents this afternoon everywhere. This one is on Highway 14 out of Prattville. If you're headed to Selma, this is going to be at Gold.